You just kind of give us a synopsis of kind of how you feel your guys have been performing, and both in recent weeks and this season, I guess.
Hey, well, overall, I'm happy with them. I'm never complacent, and I'm always expecting more of them out of them and out of myself, and out of the team. But overall, I'm happy with where we are.
Noshon has talked quite a few times in recent weeks about how he's not happy of kind of how he's seeing things or maybe reacting to things. Is it just typical rookie, kind of things, or are you seeing something that he could be doing better? Or?
Oh, he's a rookie. That's the bottom line, and he's not saying anything any different than any of the other rookies through the years, that I've coached. And likewise, and the same thing happened in college. All those young guys come in, they're effective at where they were. And he wants to go out and rush for 100 plus yards like all backs do. And that's going to come.
Can you see it? I mean, is he on the verge of getting there?
Oh, hey, we got a lot of football left. We got a lot of games left, and he definitely's got a lot of football left in him. So it's not a concern. At this point, for myself, and I'm not going to speak for Coach McDaniels, but we're fine, and I'm happy with Noshon Moreno.
Bobby, do you think it's an adjustment that guys in college maybe get 5-6 yards deep into the secondary before they meet a defender, and it's not that way in your league?
That's the number one factor right there. It's the speed of the game. The guys are big, fast. In college, but obviously, we're very selective, and he's facing the speed is the difference, in my opinion. For guys coming out of college, converting to the pro level.
What's it going to take to get this running game back on track after the last couple weeks?
I'm sorry.
What's it going to take to get this running game back on track after the last couple weeks?
Oh, it's a team effort. We definitely haven't given up on it, and obviously, this is my 15th year here, and we need the running game. We like to be balanced, and it's just it's a team effort, and we're just going to keep working on it and improving and in each area, and we're taking a good hard look at ourselves. We've also played some two outstanding defenses. So, but the bottom line is we're not giving up on it.
Bobby, in general, I'm talking league-wide here, there's some thought going around it's getting harder for running backs to stay healthy because of the punishment. Do you see that in general or not?
Yeah, well, those guys are big and bad. And so, most teams now, when you look out, look throughout the league, are using, two backs. And some are using, even three backs, But, it's hard to keep those guys healthy. Again, this is my 15th year here, and at one point, we were fortunate enough to, be going with the one back, but now, and matter of fact, we were one of the first teams that started using the two back rotations, and now it's just a given. So those guys are big, fast, and the bottom line is you want to have your starters, your main players, healthy through a 16 game season.
Do you think it's more difficult now for a guy just to have 300 carry seasons back to back years?
Well, every system and every player is different, and so it's difficult, but yet it's not impossible.